glycosylation in managing chronic nerve pain following breast cancer surgery. Here are some ways it could help. 1. Pain relief. Deep oscillation therapy utilizes gentle vibrations that can penetrate deep into the tissues, 8 cm. This stimulation may help reduce pain signals transmitted by the nerves, providing temporary relief from chronic nerve pain. 2. Improved tissue quality. Chronic nerve pain can be accompanied by tissue stiffness and tension. Deep oscillation therapy has been reported to soften tissues, reduce muscle tension, and improve tissue quality. This may help alleviate pressure on the affected nerves and reduce pain. 3. Enhanced circulation. Deep oscillation therapy can promote blood flow and lymphatic circulation in the treated area. Improved circulation can support tissue healing and potentially reduce inflammation, which is often a contributing factor to chronic nerve pain. 4. Relaxation and stress reduction. Chronic pain can be physically and emotionally distressing, leading to increased stress and tension. Deep oscillation therapy has been reported to induce a deep sense of relaxation, relieve muscle tension, and promote a feeling of well-being. By addressing the psychological and emotional aspects, it may contribute to pain management. It's important to note that the effectiveness of deep oscillation therapy can vary depending on individual circumstances. Factors such as the severity and location of the nerve pain, overall health, and the duration of the condition may influence the therapeutic outcomes. Consulting with a healthcare professional experienced in administering deep oscillation therapy can provide personalized advice and guidance on its appropriate use for managing chronic nerve pain following breast cancer surgery. Disclaimer: as with any therapeutic approach, deep oscillation therapy should be considered as a complementary treatment alongside conventional medical interventions. It's crucial to work with your healthcare provider to determine the best combination of treatments for your specific case.